It is 8:38 on this Friday edition of Palmetto Mornings. 37 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer. You can also watch us on Comporium Channel 103 or join us live on Facebook. We're there Monday through Friday from 6 to 9 a.m. Just like us at WRHI. Lucas, when it comes to being safe, you know, we talk about living your life prepared for the what ifs. Well, if you too are thinking about those what if moments and how to prepare for those, especially as a woman, then lean in closer because we've got Amy Kim joining us from USK Martial Arts to talk about a way to learn self-defense. Good morning.
Good morning. How's everybody doing?
Oh, we're doing great. We should say Amy is a former South Carolina Strawberry Festival queen, and this was a big part of your platform when you ran many years ago and won the crown.
Yes, it was. It was really exciting when I won the crown in 2020 during COVID, and this has been a really great way to get the word out there that I teach martial arts, which everybody was really surprised about, but I don't think normally you tie pageants with taking martial arts training, but it was fun for me.
Oh,
and you
great.
Continue the cause.
Yes.
I do. So today, as the headmaster of USK Martial Arts, I am also, we do provide other programs at our facility, such as children and family martial arts, birthday parties, and summer camps and after school. But today, I want to focus my talk on women's self-defense. With the rising crime all around the country and with the hit of the pandemic, there's just been a lot of knife danger. There's been gun violence. You know, we have just had so much going on in our society that puts people uneasy when they go out. And then we just passed the holiday season and, you know, going out shopping and even going out to your car as you guys are going back to the office from working at home for so long can make a lot of people a little bit nervous when they're going, when they're trying to get home safe.
So there are techniques that we can learn because so often knowledge is the greatest thing to minimize our fear. We fear what we don't know.
Right.
If we feel prepared for the unknown, it eases that stress level.
Yes, it does.
So tell us about some of the techniques.
Absolutely. So what I'm coming to talk about today is a Israeli military force developed martial arts style, and it's called Krav Maga.
That sounds intense.
I'm sure that if you hop on YouTube right now, you will see a slew of videos. You won't see me really on there.
How do you spell that?
It's K-R-A-V. M-A-G-A. It's two words. And so this Krav Maga system was originally for military, and now it's become more modernized, and it's a different way of teaching military self-defense in a more modern and practical way so that even commoners just like us are able to learn it and feel confident when they're going out in the street that they can protect themselves and their loved ones.
When we talk about protecting ourselves, are we talking about just using our hands and legs and our bodies, or are we talking about, I know there's so many different gadgets that are available that, you know, women most likely are the ones carrying them that can carry stuff on their keychain that will kind of like mace or something that goes over their ring finger.
Absolutely.
So is it a little bit of both, or
there are all sorts of tools, I'll call them,
sure,
that women and men alike can use, such as the very common pepper spray. There are some key rings that they can wear around the, you know, rings or of your finger, but
it's called brass knuckles.
It is brass knuckles. Yes, they are.
But they're designed like a kitty.
They do.
So they're not as,
they're a bit pointy.
Yes.
Some of them are pink, some of them are gold. Now we can utilize the tools provided in Krav Maga in order to teach them how to use those in a more effective manner. The way of the Krav Maga is to be able to use effective and easy tools, things that we can do on a day-to-day basis. So you don't need any martial arts experience prior to trying to take up Krav Maga, which is the great thing. A lot of times people think that they need to be young or fit in order to even do martial arts and try it. And Krav Maga is not like the traditional martial arts style, which we do offer conveniently at our school. But Krav Maga is something that anybody could pick up and learn.
Do you also cover the, you know, that feeling to maybe pay attention to that inner voice when you have this, like, feeling that maybe you're being followed, or you see somebody that you saw in the store and you think, why are they here?
Absolutely. So in our program, we are affiliated with a group called DTS, and it just simply stands for Defense Tactics System. And it's a group of all of our instructors who are a part of this big group. And part of the lessons that are taught will teach you about awareness.
Mm-hmm. Awareness.
Whether it is spatial awareness or the people around us, wherever we're going, and just understanding where is the exit door of a restaurant. So that if there was an emergency situation, how can I get out of here quick and safe?
Yes.
And so those are a lot of the things that Krav Maga will help to teach you. It helps you open an eye to an angle that maybe you were not able to be aware of just, you know, on your regular day type of thing. When you're walking to your car, a lot of times you'll see we're on our phones. Walking to the car.
Oh, yeah.
Right? We're looking down.
Preoccupied.
We're not looking. Yeah, we're very preoccupied. I don't know what's so important, right? But we walk to the car while we're on our phones or we're fidgeting in our purse, right? For women. Our purses hold literally like everything in our life in there. And so we're digging in our purse for our keys. One of the most simple things is be ready before you even leave that building.
Mm-hmm. And so those are some of the
things. Correct. Have the keys in your hand. And maybe there's a certain way that you hold the keys as you're walking to the car.
Mm.
If you are talking on the phone, maybe if you start feeling a little weary, start telling the person on the other line where you are, kind of what's around you.
Smart.
So that if something happens, the last person that spoke to you could be able to talk to some officials and say, hey, last time I talked to her, this is where she was and this is what she saw.
Wow.
Amy, that's do great. You find the women that are signing up for your self-defense classes, are they of a certain age or certain demographic, or what do you find is the common thread between the women that are signing up for these classes?
Absolutely. So we do feel like there is some sort of trending age market, right, for learning this type of self-defense. It is a practical martial arts style. It's a system to teach you tools. So therefore, it is a bit aggressive. It is safe to train because of the guidance of our instructors. However, the ages that we're probably going to see is 18 and up.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of corporate working moms, women, a lot of girls, maybe parents, they're wanting their teenage girls getting ready to go to college.
Oh, absolutely.
To learn how to be safe. So those are the bigger age categories that we'll probably be seeing.
You know, and you can't, as a parent, you can't prepare them for everything. So something like this, and this is a class that you're offering, make sure, free of charge?
Yes, it is. We're going to be offering it to the community at our Ballantyne location. I have two locations. One in our South Charlotte in Ballantyne. We're going to be offering a session for men and women. Mm-hmm. It's going to be January 21st, 7:15 in the evening, so that you guys can get off of work and hop on over to get a sweat on. And so that's on a Friday night. And then we have on January the 22nd, it's a Saturday at noon at our Fort Mill location. That one is for women only.
Gotcha. So the first one on Friday is for men and women.
Correct.
The one on Saturday in Fort Mill just for women.
Women only. Correct.
Amy, this is really great
stuff. How long does it last?
The lesson is going to be about an hour long, and we're going to take them through a good sampler of what they can expect if they were to enroll.
Mm. Okay, gotcha.
Well, we appreciate you bringing this to our attention. There was a video that resurfaced just the other week, and it was a busy street in Philadelphia, I believe. It was a couple of couples out and about just walking down the street. People were walking all around them. A car comes up, gets out, and holds all six people at gunpoint.
Yeah. Wow.
And literally no one did anything.
Yeah.
And it was so hard to watch because I put myself in that situation. And what would I do? Like,
right.
Just give up everything because that's what law enforcement will tell you.
Absolutely.
But if they didn't have guns, what you're teaching us, it could be so valuable.
Absolutely.
And to your point, this is happening in daylight.
Yeah.
I mean,
right.
This is happening on busy
streets.
You've already
rehearsed the possibility
so
that you're not caught off guard. Awareness is huge.
It's no longer happening in the
confidence.
Dark alleys in big
Correct.
Cities.
I think that's a really big miscommunicated, you know, tactic for marketing and for TV and things like that. Danger is all around us. It's in every town that we live in. We do the best that we can. The officials do the best that they can to keep us safe. However, if you really look around, anything could be a potential danger, and we just want to make everybody aware of these things. So that Krav Maga program not only helps you move your upper and lower body effectively and swiftly, but it will, in the more advanced levels, progressively teach them how to disarm a gun, how to defense against a knife. So these are things that we feel like people really need to know how to use.
And also the confidence of knowing that you may be smaller in stature, but that doesn't mean that you have to give up and not try.
I know this is radio, so people can't really see my figure, but I'm barely 5 feet tall on a really, really good sunny day. So to be able to learn this, along with complemented my, you know, childhood martial arts since I've been, you know, in this family business, has just been a really big confidence booster and a big self-esteem builder for me. And so we really feel like when you're able to learn a martial arts skill, most of our perpetrators or people that help us feel like a victim are bigger than us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so we always feel already so helpless, and therefore learning skills where we can use what we have as a strength and not a weakness, we feel like really will help people as they're going out there.
You're a firecracker.
And I also feel like people are so busy today that if you are spending your time learning something that is going to benefit you, your kid, in just protecting your life and being prepared for the what ifs in life, then you're more willing to go and spend your time doing it.
Absolutely. So, and this stuff is not only for self-defense, but you're learning how to reduce your stress. You're coming and getting a good workout to get in some shape. You will meet some really great people and hopefully make some good friendships. But it's just been a really all-around great program. We hope people will join us for those two seminars.
And do they need to enroll?
We would love it if they enrolled prior to the event, just so we know how many people are coming.
Sign up, you mean?
Yes, absolutely. Okay, just sign up, and they can email us at uskmartialarts@gmail.com, or they can find us on our website, on the web, USK Martial Arts, and contact any of our locations to RSVP a spot for them and a friend.
Amy, we certainly appreciate what you're doing to help all of us enjoy life.
Yeah.